आदम के जाए। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयां भगवतीम् उत्तम श्लोकी भक्तिम् भवदीर्नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांडो 10 चैप्टर 6 द किलिंग ऑफ द डमन पुतना टेक्स्ट 2 ऐ रीड इट देन टेक्स्ट 3 कैन बी रिपीटेड। This is text 3, for completion sake I read text 2 and then text 3. Kamsena prahida kora podana balakadini sisum sachara anignanti puragrama vrajadishu. Translation. While Nandamaraja was returning to Kokula, the same fierce putana whom Kamsa had previously engaged to kill babies was wandering about in the towns, cities, villages, doing her nefarious duty. Text 3. This is the one text 3 we have. Na yatra sravatanadini. Na yatra sravatanadini. Raksho nanani swakarmasu. रक्षो ज्ञानानि स्वकर्मसु कुर्वन्ति सात्वदां वर्तो कुर्वन्ति सात्वदां वर्तो यादुदान्यास तत्र हि न Not, yatra, wherever, sravanakadini, the activities of bhakti yoga, beginning with hearing and chanting, rakshang nanani, the sound vibration, to kill all danger and bad elements, swakarmasu, if one is engaged in his own occupational duty, Kurvanti, such things are done. Satvadam Buddha, Bhartu, of the protector of the devotees. Yadudanya, disturbing elements, bad elements. Cha, also, Tatrahi, there must be. Translation Barbar by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. My dear King, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing Sravana Kirtanam Vishnu, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokula while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Purport. Sukadeva Goswami spoke this verse to mitigate the anxiety of Maharaja Parikshit. Maharaja Parikshit was a devotee of Krishna and therefore he understood that Putana was causing disturbance in Gokula. He was somewhat perturbed. Sukadeva Goswami therefore assured him that there was no danger in Gokula. சில பக்தி வினோத் தாக்கூராக சங் நாமாசிரய கரி எதனி துமி தாக்கா அப்பன காஜே எவரு நீ தஸ் அட்வைஸ் டு சீக் ஷெல்டர் த சாண்டிங் ஆஃப் த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரா அண்ட் ரிமைன் எங்கேஜ் இன் இஸ் ஓன் ஆக்குபேஷனல் டியூட்டி. தேர் இஸ் நோ லாஸ் இன் தீஸ் அண்ட் த கெயின் இஸ் ட்ரமண்டஸ். ஈவன் ஃப்ரம் ஏ மெட்டீரியல் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் வியூ எவ்ரி ஒன் சுட் டேக் டு சாண்டிங் த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மந்திரா டு பி சேவ்டு ஃப்ரம் ஆல் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டேஞ்சர். த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் டேஞ்சர். பதம் பதம் எத் விபதா. Therefore, we should encourage you to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra so that in our family, society, neighborhood and nation, everything will be smooth and free from danger. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shri Bole Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini நிர்விசேஷ சுன்யவாதி பாஷாத்த தேசதாரிணி ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்தா ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதரா ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்தா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா. ஐ சீக் த பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் வைஷ்ணவாஸ் அண்ட் சீனியர் டிவோட்டீஸ் to bless me to tell the properly the Lord's message. Hare Krishna. This is a very important sloka with respect to chanting. Raksho nanani sravana adini. The main word is sravana adini. Starting adini means from starting from sravana. This will raksho nanani. This will protect and kill all danger. Nanani means kill, raksha means protect. This remove all the dangers and at the same time give protection. Very straight meaning. And at the same time so karmasu, you do your duty. Different aspects are mixed in this sloka. First thing is sravana adini, you do your caring. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. First Sravana. And because of that, Raksho, you get all the protection. Nanani, all bad things are removed. But you continue the Sokarmas on the way when you are doing the Sokarmas. Own duty, occupational duty when you are doing. Sokarmas Kurvanti, you continue your things. Satvadam Bhartur, Satvadam means devotees. It's a protector. Bhagavan, Krishna is the protector. Bhartur means is a protector. Devotee is protector. Yadudanyas, disturbing elements, how they can be existing? They will go away. He'll protect. There cannot be any danger. Again, making it confirmed. In this aspect, if you see it, actually, I went through some time back that Bhagavatam 10th canto. Very wonderful, the mood of the Kopas and Kopis in Vrajavasa. We are in Vrindavan, such a holy dham. And their mood is very simple. They are not knowing any big sastra, Upanishad or Veda or anything or mantra tantra, nothing they know. They know only one thing is to call Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama. Any problem comes, there comes. I was able to take some quotes. Very nice quotes. When Kargamuni in the beginning itself, when he was predicting, he is telling, Anena sarva dukkani yoyam ancha tarshyada. This child will help you to get out of all dangers. That's his prediction. When he was born, immediately that prediction is, he is going to remove all the troubles of you. Sarva dukkani, all troubles. He can remove it. That continues in the whole Bhagavatam later. Now it's a small child. Putana is coming to lift. Later, every stage, even though the devotees, the Vrindavan, Vajavasis, and all are worrying about, and worrying, their worry about that, Parishit is worrying. Because he is a devotee. Devotee is Paradukkha Dukkhi, isn't it? Therefore, he cannot tolerate that Krishna or his devotees are going to suffer. Therefore he is worrying. To seeing his worry, Sukadeva Rishi is confirming, he is another topmost Paradukuduk. He is telling, don't worry. They are very well protected by the Lord. Wherever his Lord is there, how can Jnanani, bad elements can come, Raksha will be there, and therefore don't worry. This is the mood of whole Vaishnava community to remove the, what is that, fear of each and everybody and seeing how they can come out. In that way, whenever this Vrajavasis came into trouble, they used to call him with the name only. They don't know anything. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho K. Rama Amita Vikraha. And when the forest fire came first time to swallow them, after Kaliyadamana, they were very tired. Therefore that forest fire, they slept in the forest. That time forest fire tried to do. Then they call simply Krishna Krishna Mahabaho K. Rama. They call Rama and Krishna. That's all. Their formula is very simple. We are also chanting. We are not using that formula. I will quickly quote some few things. Then next time, in the Munja forest, again that fire came after the, I think today is Shivaratri, I think. That after Shivaratri, they are staying in the night in the Munja forest, there again fire comes. Then Krishna Krishna Mahavira, He Rama Amogha Vigraha. Again they call Krishna Krishna and all those. Then, when Indra is angry, that flood came and they all got into trouble. Again they call Krishna Krishna Mahabaha. Tolnadam Kokulam Prabho. You are the Lord of the Kokula. Please kindly help her. Krishna Krishna Mahabaha. When Arshasura came, Krishna Krishna Idide Sarva Govindam Saranambo. We surrender to you. You are the only protection. And when Arjuna, Aswatthama, he was sending the Brahmastra, even Arjuna is telling Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Bhaktanam Abhayangara. Very heavy equipment Brahmastra is coming. I don't know anything Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. So the Nanda Maharaj, when he was swallowed by the snake in Ambika forest after Shivaratri, he also told Krishna Krishna Maha Yom Sarva Sarva. The snake is coming, please kindly protect me. This is the very simple mode. And even when they want palm fruits, tala tree, from fruits, they call Rama Rama Mahabhava, Krishna Dusta Nibargana. You got to kill that asura and get the fruits for us. This simple mode is helping us to get Krishna's protection. And we sincerely chant the same mantra, we get all this protection. Prabhupada, that is what the mood is telling. The mood of chanting is very important. The quality of the chanting is very important. Here also Saravana Adini. So hear and chant Saravana Kirtanam. But how do we chant? The mood is different. Because completely sheltered mode, completely surrendered mode they are chanting, the Vrajavasis. We are not that much extent we are surrendered mode we are chanting. That is why our benefit also we are getting less. Otherwise Krishna is capable by his chanting of his name, he can bring all the protection. Like a child, that's what Prabhupada tells repeatedly, like a child you chant. What type of child? Which is separated from mother. That child cannot be satisfied by any way other than bringing the mother. That mode you chant. You give thousand other things, some moment the child will look at this and play with this, but again it cry for the child. And you also get material attraction, something goes here and there, but your ultimate mode is chant for Krishna, then you get it. That is the mode one has to chant so that Krishna, get the Krishna and his protection and all those things. That will be really very easy way of getting the Krishna. And this Vrajavasis had such a wonderful mode. Therefore, they, even though externally they look like they are not very sastric, very Vedic or other things, they were topmost devotees of the Lord. Topmost protection they got, topmost things, everything topmost. Because that complete surrender mode and things. It's like a child calls any hungry, a child calls Amma Appa. And everything, the simple mode of a child, should we should get it. Sometimes our intelligence, our extraordinary studies, our things and all disturbs the things to pure chanting, to the pure mode of chanting, the simple mode of chanting. The simple mode of chanting comes when you are becoming like a very simple-hearted person. The child is as simple-hearted, not much thinking. Simply they surrender. Simply same mode we can surrender to Krishna by this thing. It's easy. That's why he tells that even though in the Kokla, that Putana is arrived, that Parishita, on hearing that, Parishita Maharaj is worrying. He is hearing from Sukharishi. But Sukharishi confirming, don't worry. Wherever Krishna is there, there won't be anything. What is that? Sattvadam Bhartur. Bhartur means really protector. Sattvadam, devotees. When he is there in Kokala, how can the wrong thing come? For us, we can carry Krishna always with his name, wherever we go, wherever we are. And we chant, and do our duty. How simple life is. We have made our life very complicated by our own speculation, by our modern culture and ego. So many things are disturbing. This is the biggest process we need to come out of all these things to get the real surrender mode and tell the name in the proper mode. And this process is the whole devotional process. Take us a long, long time. We may be so many years practice, but if we cannot tell even one time this Mahamandra or Lord's name with the full surrender mode, that is a waste. Even we practice only once you tell with the surrender mode, we get all the things. Benefit, protection. That is why Prabhupada always repeatedly telling the Ajamila story. When Ajamila, even though he was sinful and all these things, he told the word in a surrender mode, Narayana. Even though he didn't call the real Narayana, his son Narayana, he would pronounce the word with complete surrender. That is the important aspect of our chanting. The chanting, unless we get this surrender mode, how can we get call Krishna? And Krishna will come when you are as much surrender. As much you call him very deeper in your heart. You externally, your mouth may pronounce so many things, but your heart is not really calling. How can he come? Externally, you pronounce with a different mode or different thing, but internally your heart is willing and calling him, he immediately comes and gives protection. And Prabhupada, when he tells, it's a wonderful thing. Even from a material point of view, everyone should take to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why is telling? What is the? Always we know chanting is for getting pure devotion. But Prabhupada in the court is telling, even the material point of view, everyone should take to the chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why? Because we are not out of full body consciousness, material consciousness. Therefore, to be saved from all kinds of danger. To be saved from all kinds of danger is material point of view. A devotee is whatever you want, you do. That is the real mode. Either danger or give me any vasilseva padaradam pinastuma adarshanam armakadam karotuva. Whatever the case, I surrender to you. But that is the purest mode. Most pure mode. But here, we are not in the stage. Therefore, even we have not reached such a mode, doesn't matter. Let us chant. Even for getting out of material troubles, out of danger, to be out of danger. This is a material platform, still okay, you chant. It's a beneficial. But these Vrajavasis, they didn't do in the such a mode. They are completely surrender. But even for us also, we are chanting with less devotion, with more of material attachment, still okay, please chant. By anartha nivritti process, anartha, all unnecessary things slowly go and you may come into the pure chanting stages. But don't give up. Start with that. Whatever mood you are having, chant with. Start with that. You may chant for different reasons, doesn't matter. But this ultimately you come to the pure platform. And therefore, this whole Vrajavasi's mood was very simple. And another real quote I was liking to regarding this Draupadi. Draupadi was also caught in the trouble. And at the time, Draupadi was totally believing. First, all her husbands, 5 husbands are sitting, nobody could help. And her Dhritarashtra is sitting, his father-in-law, elder father-in-law, he is not coming to help. Bhishma is there, Drona is there, Vidura is there. Nobody could come to the help. He was all like our own process. We depend on so many material things before coming to Krishna. We try to take the shelter of money, family, nation, all these things they also, she also took. Finally, when Duryodhana was pulling her with her badly, at that moment, finally she was depending on her own strength, putting her hand and protecting, trying to protect. Even that is blocking to Krishna's surrender. Finally surrendered, both hands raised. Understand? This very nicely that song is there. I think many of you might have heard in Mahabharata this is. Very simple wordings Draupadi is using, not big logic. Oh, Govinda Tvarakavasin, Krishna Govijana Priya. That's how prayer starts when that critical situation. Govinda Tvarakavasin, Krishna Govijana Priya, Gauravai Parizdank Mam Kim Na Janasi Kesav. Na Janasi Kesava, Kesava, you don't know? I am getting disgraced by these Gauravas. Don't you know? Na Janasi Kesava, simple wordings, not big words. Hey Nada, my Lord. Hey Ramanada, Lakshmi Lord. Vrajanada, Vrajasanada. Ardhinasana, all bad things. You are the one person who can remove all the Ardhi, all bad things. You are the one. You don't know Kairavar Nama Bhakna, Mam Uttraso Janatana. In the ocean of Gauravas, I am getting drawn. Krishna Krishna, Mahayogin. He is telling Mahayogin, you are the Mahayogi, you can do, you know. I am getting troubled, you are somewhere else, but you can know by your yoga, I am troubled. Vishwatman, you are the Vishwatman, everywhere has spread. Vishwa Bhavana, you are the protector of old Prapancha. Prapannam, I surrender to you. Bhagi Govinda, I am surrendered soul to you, Govinda. Guru Matya Vasitadam, among the gurus I am getting drawn up. Please kindly come for prayer. This is the very simple prayer she made it. Then you know what happened. This mood is important, surrender mode. She gave up all the people whom she had believed. Materially, all the things he gave up, finally came. That's why sometimes we get into trouble. Krishna brings us to the stage to make him to completely surrender and make us to completely surrender. Otherwise, we are not so easily we can surrender. So many things we are dependent on. And this is the one aspect, how Krishna's name and other things, how to be pronounced, how Draupadi pronounced, how these gopis and gopas, they pronounced. And this all the mood of the Vaishnavas and gives us this wonderful idea how our mood to be chanted. And this chanting will make us more stronger, more strength on reading all these things. Another very different thing is, this is about Adi Shankara. Many of you might have known Adi Shankara. He was a anyway Vaishnavana Yadasambhu. And he had a very special way of this enjoying this Lord's name and things, how protection and all comes and all those things. Actually, when he was young, 5-6 years old, he wanted to take sannyas. But his father was not there, only mother, only son. She didn't agree for that, long time. Then by Lord's arrangement, one day when he was taking bath in the nearby river, near Kaladi in Kerala, and some crocodile came and pulled him. Then mother started crying. Then keeping this a chance, will you give me permission for sannyas? Then this crocodile will leave me. Adi Shankara tells, okay, I'll give you permission for take sannyas. Then he gave the permission for sannyas. And then when he came up to the bank, that she requested, she two requests. One is, at the time of death, he should come to her. Second thing is, he should do that final rites for her body. Actually, a sannyasi is not supposed to do final rites. But she requested to do these two things as a. Then he told, okay. Then he took sannyas, went out. But he promised these two, at the end of her death, he came to know by his drishti, jnana drishti, jnana, that mother is at the deathbed, final days. Then he passed through all this sky and reached in time, because he was a yoga martyr. And when he reached, first he requested mother. Mother told him, what I can do for you? She told, good, I have seen you at the end of my life, that is good enough, I don't want anything. Then still he insist, what I can do for you? Then he told, tell about the good thing about Lord. Then, is some more nirvana, the maya things, he started telling about Advaita philosophy. Brahmajyoti explained bright light, no duality, no, this is such a great whole philosophy of Advaita. Mother told, please, I don't understand anything. It doesn't help me. Please, tell something about better thing. Then he started singing the sotras about Shiva. All Shiva sotras he was singing. Adi Shankara. This is the incarnation of Shiva. That moment, lot of ghosts and other things, Shiva's assistants, they started coming with the Trishul and all those things. Again, mother got fear in the deathbed. Hey, what is this? I am getting fear. This is not the right thing I want. Please. Again, she tells asking, this is what I don't want. This, all these things are coming. Then third thing, then immediately he started praying to Lakshmi Narayan. Eight sotra is there, very nice sotra. He's inviting, please come and give the darshan to us. Then, eighth sloka after singing, Lord comes in Garuda and gives darshan and take her mother back. Where does it end? Starting from Advaita, this jnana and Brahmajyoti, then all these things, then finally landed up thing. This is the greatest way where Acharyas, even Shiva, Adi Shankara has established final way to elevate the soul or liberate the soul, which is tasteful, susukham. Very comfortable thing in the life is Lord's name and Lord's darshan. And this way he went. Then he, mother went away, then for her body, he did the cremation. There's a further story goes up. In the all caste Brahmins, they didn't agree that how can you do cremation for your mother. But he called her mother and created Agni fires in his house in front, he did it. And this, then cursed the people there, you will never know the Vedas and you will be the, what is that, all will you do your cremation within your house area only. Some three curses he makes. And still in Kerala, you can see at the end only in the big thing, they took cremation and all those things. And their Vedas also corrupted. So many things and all those things. These three curses was given by Adi Shankara to this Kaladi, that people. Here the story what I was trying to tell is, mainly anybody has to come to the shelter of Krishna. And what to talk about, even we devotees, we have fully surrendered. We no need for so many people, so many devotees, deities and so many things worship. But the ultimately we can take shelter of other devas and other things for the sake of getting Krishna. That is the only place our Shastra permits we can take the help. Because Deva means Sura. They are devotees of the Lord. Therefore we can take the shelter, but not that the independent prayer is never allowed. Of that any devas or deities, independent prayer never allowed. Because ultimate is Krishna. And on the way, they can help us. Like we take the help of some Vaishnava for our progress. And similarly, they are also Vaishnavas, take their help for things. Like Katyayani Vrata. Gopis were there to we want Krishna as our husband. That is their prayer. They didn't pray anything else. We can also pray, give us Krishna. So the direction to Krishna. That's the only way you can pray. I am little broader way. Now again coming back to this sloga, it's a very simple thing. I repeat, my dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duty, this is another point. So karmana so. You do your duty, but sravana adini. You do Sravana Kirtana Vishnu Samvarana, continue. Let it be a gradual elevation. You need not one shot, you got to jump to the highest pure platform. Let it come automatic, spontaneous, organic. Devotion cannot be made by force. Nigraha kim karshyadi. What is the use of forcing? Nobody can be forced. We cannot force ourselves also. Let it be natural, spontaneous, organic. Continue, Sravana Adini. The time will come and we will be able to get the real taste. It become natural when you take higher taste and higher platform. That's why you continue Svakarmasu, but continue Sravana Adini. By the person Rakshanani, you are protected and all bad things are removed. What else you want? Sattvadam Bhartur, he is with you. And Vrindavan, every spot he is with you. And even we go outside, as a Naam he is with us. And you chant properly and do your things, so wonderful protection you will get it. He is leading you, he is directing you. It's a very safer life. Somewhere otherwise, I am very glad and very happy. I am convinced we are in the right direction. Rightly protected, Prabhupada has shown a wonderful direction, the line of Mahaprabhu and Acharyas, and we never leave it, and we take this protection. Again, we read this Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's confirmation is more and more strengthened, and we feel more strong. That's the way, when you read Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, glories of this Karina, and everything should make us more and more stronger, and more deeper in the understanding. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
So the importance of chanting the holy name, especially in holy dham and the association of devotees, sometimes we forget because we have our duties to perform, you know, families to take care of, and different responsibility. We're hearing the philosophy, we hear Mana Mantra, chanting is good, and we do our routine chanting as well. But how do we awaken the importance of sitting down together with other devotees, you know, satsanga, sadhu sangha, and just learning to appreciate the chanting and the music in front of the deities? Because sometimes they think they're just another feature of Krishna consciousness, but that's really essential, the chanting of the holy name and having a taste to sit down with other devotees and experience it. So what do you recommend for that?
You are perfectly right. Here also that is Sravana Adisu, Sravanam Kirtanam, that is the most essential portion. They didn't talk about it, it's a part of devotional service, it's some ultimate devotional service. And some or other way, your first question is, how do we, when you are engaged in so many activities and worries about family, duties and other things, and how we get this real, into this chanting depth, and it's called quality chanting. Quality chanting comes first by other Vaishnavas' blessings. And Vaishnavas' blessings will like jack up and forward you very faster. And even if you cannot take blessing, don't get the curse of Vaishnavas. Even by heart or words or mouth, that will protect you whatever you are having already. At least you do not destroy the things. And second thing is, to get this mode, we need to be very simple like a child. Our hearts will be very, very simple hearted. And as much your heart is very simple, we can start enjoying these things. And as you know very well, sometimes we get engaged in management, we need to develop it to Rajoguna. But Rajoguna is very carefully to be handled too, without disturbing the devotion of others and ours. Both cases we need to have very carefully handle these things and these blessings, because whenever you are going to do something, please take the blessing and get them not offended, and see whether Vaishnavas are blessings and God is blessings, and the family situation or managerial situation is a very sensitive. By their blessings only we can do management. Prabhupada Samar to put all of us in a spiritual management. Prabhupada thought this is a spiritual management. We have to do management, but spiritually. how to do spiritually? Devotionally. That's what sometimes, without our knowledge, somebody has been offended by us, it affects our chanting. And some or other way, in Holy Dham, everything is 1,000 times. As much as devotional service, as well as offenses. Everything takes 1,000 times. That is one of the reasons sometimes we could not chant. And sometimes if we can make our mood very simple like a child and straightforward and very humble and all the Vaishnava qualities when he comes in our presence, then we may be able to chant better way. And we can sit together and Vaishnava somewhat, if somebody feel like they are offended or not pleased with us, try to make them comfortable. Like Rupa Goswami was trying to make him comfortable, that Brahmana, who he felt that he was offended. You know the story. Anyway, therefore, it's a very important, we need to comfort other Vaishnavas. And we need to take care of them. But at the same time, there are different levels. We need to correct them something. We need to help them something. We need to hear from something. And we have to apply this rule properly, then our chanting will taste will increase. That's what my experience. Maybe some others can share their experience if it is there.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, in Navada Bhakti, 9 types of devotional service, the last one is Atma Nivedan. So Atma Nivedan means surrender, complete surrender. Does it mean that? So how to practice Atma Nivedan Bhakti independent of all other 8 types of devotional service? Like Shravana is independent. One can do Shravana. Then Kirtana.
I got a question, but here they are telling Sravana Adisu. Start from Sravana. It's not telling Kirtana. Now what we do is Kirtana. Mostly we are talking, we are not listening. That is the one drawback. We are starting with the Kirtana, then Sravana. That's why even the bhajan or other things, we first hear, then we repeat. Therefore these two things become perfect. You go to the other stages. And therefore this is the process. Prabhupada somewhere mentions you can, any one also you can practice and all those things. But still, proper method is Sravana Kirtana. Start with that and you sufficiently get purified, then other steps will follow. This is...
But how to practice Atma Nivedana?
It comes natural. Atma Nivedana means, now in this current stage we cannot even understand. Today I have to go out, I have to take money in my pocket. It depends on my money. Where is the Atma Nivedana? We are depending on money, surrender to money. We make arrangements, we book the tickets, we take the credit card, we take this. So many arrangements we are making and going. Where to take about Atma Nivedana? And we take everything. When you go, please book a room for me, book a meals for prasadam for me. So many preparations we are doing. Where is the Nivedana? We are very, very far away from that. Let us practice the simple Saravana Kirtana and maybe Vishnu Smarana. Think of that. Let us let it come automatic. We are not at this stage. Hare Krishna.
Yes, sir. How do we keep constant surrendering mood of chanting? Because it comes only when we are in great trouble.
That's why I used to tell, you are an outpatient. Try to become admitted in the hospital. Then your cure will be faster. Sometimes your disease is very high. Doctor asks you to admit. That's why Prabhupada has made so many hospitals. And you can be get admitted if you want to be faster. Cured.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Harikshama. For the nice class.
Thank you, Prabhu.
In the word-to-word meaning, if you see each and every word,
okay.
Rasa Sutrapa writes very expertly,
okay.
That wherever people in any position perform occupational duties.
Okay.
So in the word-to-word meaning, you don't find the word for the any position. is a very important word in this verse, with any vision. So what is the rationale or the intention behind Prabhupada is adding this word in the translation, that any position?
Just I was telling in the beginning for Panchakoda Prabhu's question. Any position means some may be in management, some may be practicing devotion, some may be doing their duties. So karmasu means their own natural position. Maybe somebody may be working under congregation, visiting, chanting and all those things, spending some time in the service. Somebody may be sadhana doing, and some other way they may be doing service. There are thousands and thousands of ways of how one can do the devotional service. Depends on that position. That is what God is telling, any position. It doesn't matter how, what position you are there, continue the devotion service. That's why I mentioned in the lecture, let it be, development can be organic, systematic, natural, without burden to things. And this would be, when you do such a devotion service, it will be stronger and it will stay longer. But if you take hasty decision without proper guidance, proper understanding, it may affect your further devotion. That is why continue the things. That's why Bhagavad Gita also tells, Nigraha kim karshyadi. Don't push it. That even yourself also don't push others also. Give the taste of devotion, let it develop, grow like a tree. Organically grow, let the devotion also grow automatic. You will not know the day when you become fully surrendered. Like you told Atmanivedana. You will not know when your Atma is fully surrendered. Wait, let us wait. And that's what I understood from these things.
You spoke in your course of discussion about Ajamila.
Yes. Yes.
Because if somebody is in material position and if he is by any chance by Guru Sadhu Sastra, he comes into contact with somebody and he starts changing, the same effect will be on him as well, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Your mic is not proper, I think.
Is it better now?
Yes.
So, pardon me if I'm wrong, like, I'm just assuming this is called. So, my question is very simply like, is chanting is important or doing service for Krishna? Like, is this equal or is more important?
Okay, the question is whether service or sadhana. Chanting is sadhana. And it is without service, if you do sadhana, chanting or anything, it will not be higher taste. Sadhana is for your own improvement, service is for others' improvement, help others to improvement. Therefore, you have to combine both and go together. And service, sadhana alone, you are continuously chanting, you may not get the taste. And service brings your humble mood, and makes you, because you are helping others, Krishna's mercy may flow on us. And that way we may be able to improve faster. And sadhana is needed, but service also needed. It is like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur used to tell, licking the honey from outside the bottle will not be tastier. Open the bottle and taste it. Similarly, service means open the bottle and taste it. And this is the essence of devotional service, is service. And you know very well Prabhupada, that beginning when Narada Bhakti Sutra was translated, you can see in the introduction, Satsuru Maharaj has written, and the word Bhakti, he translated as a devotion. Prabhupada corrected as a devotional service. The meaning of Bhakti, he translated as a devotional service. That is, service portion is important. Otherwise, devotion will not be perfect and your sadhana will not yield wonderful result. Mix balance. Take the guidance of senior Vaishnavas whom you are taking shelter, and with their guidance and other things, make proper sadhana and service balanced way. That is the best way to do the, improve the devotion. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. And Appa.
A lot of people who are in the household, like and not associated with temple, living at a place where temple association is not there.
Not associated with?
Not going to the temple regularly.
Okay.
And where, you know, temple, living at a place where there is no temple or living at a remote place, something like that. So it becomes very difficult to give do service. So because service is so important, so Prabhu, can you please tell me how we can do service?
No, the question is, we are householders staying outside and with our own duties and other thing. But the temples, we are not nearer to temples also, we are a little far away. We need to improve our service and do something. Actually, there are nowadays in the corona, because of that, we have a lot of services in online services also, remote services also. And weekends also, you can come. Anybody has weekends holidays, nearest to temple, they can go. And many temples I have found, people travel 50 to 100 kilometers for visiting the temples in the weekends. 2 days stay there, do some service and other things, improve their taste. Even I did it some 30 years back. So whenever I find time, I go every day. And few, maybe in the beginning, use little time or 2 days, 1 day. That may increase the taste. Then leave it to Krishna, that automatically things will settle. You don't worry about decision. Decision will be taken by him. You start with wherever things, and until you cannot even go, you can make some remote arrangement, something. Now lot of computerized things are there doing. You can choose something. And those. Thank you, Harish.
So you may add something?
Yes, please. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you to all. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada ki.